breedstandardlibrary.com. Summary Guide. Narrated German Wire-Eared Pointer Breed Standard. Oral Exam. Front and Side. Bite. Scissor. German Wire-Eared Pointer AKC Breed Standard. Official Breed Standard. Official Standard for the German Wire-Eared Pointer. General Appearance. The German Wire-Eared Pointer is a well-muscled, medium-sized dog of distinctive appearance. Balanced in size and sturdily built, the breed's most distinguishing characteristics are its weather-resistant, wire-like coat and its facial furnishings. Typically pointer. In character and style, the German Wire-Eared Pointer is an intelligent, energetic, and determined hunter. Size, proportion, substance. The height of males should be from 24 to 26 inches at the withers. Bitches are smaller but not under 22 inches. To ensure the working quality of the breed is maintained, dogs that are either over or under the specified height must be severely penalized. The body is a little longer than it is high, as 10:9. The German Wire-Eared Pointer is a versatile hunter built for agility and endurance in the field. Correct size and balance are essential to high performance. Head. The head is moderately long. Eyes are brown, medium in size, oval in contour, bright and clear and overhung with medium-length eyebrows. Yellow eyes are not desirable. The ears are rounded but not too broad and hang close to the head. The skull broad and the occipital bone not too prominent. The stop is medium. The muzzle is fairly long with nasal bone straight, broad and parallel to the top of the skull. The nose is dark brown with nostrils wide open. A spotted or flesh colored nose is to be penalized. The lips are a trifle pendulous but close to the jaw and bearded. The jaws are strong with a full complement of evenly set and properly intermeshing teeth. The incisors meet in a true scissors bite. Neck, top line, body. The neck is of medium length, slightly arched and devoid of dewlap. The entire back line showing a perceptible slope down from withers to croup. The skin throughout is notably tight to the body. The chest is deep and capacious with ribs well sprung. The tuck up apparent. The back is short, straight and strong. Loins are taut and slender. Hips are broad with the croup nicely rounded. The tail is set high, carried at or above the horizontal when the dog is alert. The tail is docked to approximately 2/5 of its original length. Forequarters, the shoulders are well laid back. The forelegs are straight with elbows close. Leg bones are flat rather than round, and strong, but not so heavy or coarse as to militate against the dog's natural agility. Dew claws are generally removed. Round in outline, the feet are webbed. High arched with toes close, pads thick and hard, and nails strong and quite heavy. Hindquarters, the angles of the hindquarters balances that of the forequarters. A straight line drawn vertically from the buttock, ischium, to the ground should land just in front of the rear foot. The thighs are strong and muscular. The hind legs are parallel when viewed from the rear. The hocks, metatarsus, are short, straight and parallel, turning neither in nor out. Dew claws are generally removed. Feet as in forequarters. Coat. The functional wiry coat is the breed's most distinctive feature. A dog must have a correct coat to be of correct type. The coat is weather resistant and, to some extent, water repellent. The undercoat is dense enough in winter to insulate against the cold, but is so thin in summer as to be almost invisible. The distinctive outer coat is straight, harsh, wiry and flat-lying, and is from 1 to 2 inches in length. The outer coat is long enough to protect against the punishment of rough cover, but not so long as to hide the outline of the dog. On the lower legs, the coat is shorter and between the toes it is of softer texture. On the skull, the coat is naturally short and close-fitting. Over the shoulders and around the tail it is very dense and heavy. The tail is nicely coated, particularly on the underside, but devoid of feather. Eyebrows are of strong, straight hair. Beard. Page 2 of 2. And whiskers are medium length. The hairs in the liver patches of a liver and white dog may be shorter than the white hairs. A short, smooth coat, a soft woolly coat, or an excessively long coat is to be severely penalized. While maintaining a harsh, wiry texture, the puppy coat may be shorter than that of an adult coat. Coats may be neatly groomed to present a dog natural in appearance. Extreme and excessive grooming to present a dog artificial in appearance should be severely penalized. Color: the coat is liver and white, usually either liver and white spotted, liver roan, liver and white spotted with ticking and roaning, or solid liver. The head is liver, sometimes with a white blaze. The ears are liver. Any black in the coat is to be severely penalized. Gait: the dog should be evaluated at a moderate gait. Seen from the side, the movement is free and smooth with good reach in the forequarters and good driving power in the hindquarters. The dog carries a firm back and exhibits a long, ground-covering stride. When moving in a straight line, the legs swing forward in a free and easy manner and show no tendency to cross or interfere. There should be no signs of elbowing out. The rear legs follow on a line with the forelegs. As speed increases, the legs will converge toward a center line of travel. Temperament: of sound, reliable temperament, the German wire-haired pointer is at times aloof, but not unfriendly towards strangers, a loyal and affectionate companion who is eager to please and enthusiastic to learn. Approved October 10, 2006. Effective January 1, 2007.